啊，今天要用这个题目，啊，启示录的七个教会以弗所第一集来做我们互相勉励。
Today I'd like to use the topic, the seven churches in Revelation Part 1 on Ephesus.
好，我们来请翻启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation Chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation Chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
中文圣经。新约三百五十六页。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1.
启示录第二章第一节。
Revelation 2:1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中皆行走的说，第二节。
Verse 2.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒。却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。第三节。
Three.
你也能忍耐，为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。第四节。
Four.
然而有一件事，我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。第五节。
Five.
所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。第六节。
Six.
然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼科拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。第七节。
Verse seven.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃啊！啊，在这里是神主耶稣啊，叫约翰写信给七个教会。
And here the Lord Jesus Christ wanted John to write letters to the seven churches.
那这个七个教会啊，第一个教会是以弗所。
And the first of these seven is Ephesus.
那写信给教会的时候，是首先是指给使者，是写给使者，教会的使者。
And when he wrote to the churches, he wrote to the angels of the church.
那在英文版本是把它翻成天使。
And in the English version, the word is used as angel.
那在中文上，使者也可以指的天使，也可以指的就是就像代言人，就是messenger， 就是中文所说的使者。
And in other versions, it's written as messenger.
那从这里面不是写信给那种好像有天使有两个翅膀的那些人啊。
And these letters are not written to the angels that have wings.
啊，这里是的确是写给那个教会那个负责教会的人。
But it is written to the person who is in charge of the church.
所以在有些不同版本里面会写到说这长老是指长老。
So in different versions, it is also recorded as elders.
所以这封信是写那时候有职位的。
So these letters are written to those who have possession in the church.
可是从第七节，我们看第一章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 7.
每当他们写信写完以后，他们这个神都会说一句话。
At the end of each letter, God will say this.
说圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
It says that he who has ear and ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
所以我们可以知道说，这信不只是写给以弗所那时候的长老。
So we can see that the letter is not only written to the elders of Ephesus.
而是也是要让每个教会的信徒都了解。
But it is for every member of every church to understand.
而且这里别人还说，凡有耳的都就应当听，就是说很重要，因为每个人都有耳朵，那这些事情是我们应该要听的。
And it says, he who has an ear, let him hear, and everyone has an ear, because this is very important.
所以我们今天要来查考这个第一个教会啊，是要用以灵修来角度来看。
So when we look at the letter to the church, we have to look at from a spiritual point of view.
那这个每当神告诉一个教会叫约翰写信给一个教会。通常可以分成三段。
And each time God tells John to write a letter to a church, usually you can divide it into three sections.
第一段就是神主耶稣的显现，对教会的显现。
And the first section is the revelation of Jesus Christ to the church.
还是主耶稣他的自我的描述。
or a self-description of Jesus Christ.
这是记载在第一节。
This is written in verse 1.
那第二段是指着 主耶稣最主要跟他们讲的信 最主要的信息是什么？
And the second section is the main message that Jesus Christ wanted to give to the church.
这是从第二节到第六节。
And this is written in verses 2 to 6.
那第三段。
And the third section
是第七节。
Is verse 7.
是主耶稣应许不只是给以弗所教会，而是给每一个人的奖赏。如果人有这种问题，他们如果胜过了，会有奖赏的。
And it is the promise of a reward not only given to Ephesus, but to everyone.Who is able to overcome.
所以我们来第一节，我们看第一段。
So let's look at the first section.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在这里，主耶稣述说他是那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中皆行走的。
Here, Jesus Christ is described as he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
为什么当主耶稣说话之前都会有自我描述？
Why does Jesus Christ always describe himself before the message?
其实是要告诉信徒说他将要讲的事情跟他们有他们所讲的事情和他所表现的是有关联有关系的。
Because Jesus Christ wanted to let them know that what he is about to say is related to himself.
比如说
，For example，
像我们看。只要我们看到我爸爸，看到我们爸爸妈妈生气的时候
，When we see our parents when they are angry，
我们就知道说他可能说些话可能要责备了，不是吗
？And you can tell that what they are about to say is to rebuke。
所以主耶稣的自我描述其实跟他等一下讲的信息很有关系。
So Jesus Christ's self-description is related to the message that he's going to give。
那所以在这里主耶稣说他是右手拿着七星走。在七个金灯台中行走的。
Here, Jesus described himself as he who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands.
那这七星和七个灯台是代表什么呢
？And what do these things mean?
我们看启示录第一章的二十节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
第一章二十节。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
这里说论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是。七个教会，这里告诉我们什么叫七星，还有七个灯台。
Here it tells us what the seven stars and the seven lampstands stand for.
星是代表圣徒。
The stars represent the
saints.
The saints.
那七是一个完全数。
And seven is a perfect number.
所以在这里，主耶稣跟他们说我手中是含有七星。
So Jesus is telling them that in my hand I have seven stars.
换句话说圣徒的灵命、现在性命都是在神的手中里面。
Which means that the life of the saints are in the hands of God.
如果神不愿意的话，他不会离开，他不会就是说被神遣出的。
And if God is not willing, they will not be cast away.
所以这是告诉我们说，我们人要谦卑。
It tells us that we need to be humble.
我们看这个但以理书。
Let's look at Daniel.
第五章。
Daniel
chapter. 我们放一个书签在启示录第二章，我们再翻回来。
Let's keep a bookmark on Revelation chapter 2. We will come back to it.
但以理书第五章二十一节。
Daniel chapter 5 verse 21.
但以理书第五章二十一节。
Daniel chapter 5 verse 21.
在这里是讲到有一个巴比伦王他不敬畏神。
Here it talks about a Babylonian king who did not fear God.
他知道神的作为在他父亲身上。
He knew what God did to his father.
他还竟然拿那个神的器皿来通用，而且来赞美他们的偶像。
But he still used the vessels of God for his own use and to praise his own gods.
神在他们这个墙壁上写字。
And then God wrote on the wall.
为了要了解。这上面写的字是什么意思他们叫但以理来解释。
In order to know what is written on the wall, they had Daniel to come and look at.
那二十一节是这个但以理对巴比伦王所说的话。
And verse 21 are the words of Daniel to the king.
我们看二十一节。
Verse 21.
他被赶出离开世人，他的心变如兽心，如野驴同居，吃草如牛，身被天鹿低斯。等他知道至高者 至高的神在人的国中掌权，凭自己的意志立人治国。22节。
22。
伯沙，傻啊，你是他的儿子，你虽知道这一切，你心仍不自卑。23节。
23。
竟向天上的主至高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前，你和大臣、皇后、妃嫔用这器皿饮酒，你又赞美那不能看、不能听、无知无视、金银铜铁木石所造的神，却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息、管理你一切行动的神。24节。因此神那里显出指头来写这文字啊，所以我们可以在这里知道说啊，但伊里跟这国王说啊，你知道吗？你竟然敢这样子做这些事情。
And you can see here, Daniel told the king that how dare you do this thing?
你不知道，难道这个神啊，是掌握你的气息，你以后的道路是什么？
Don't you know that this is the God who holds your breath and holds the path in the future?
他真的没有把神放在眼中。
He did not put God in his eyes.
有些东西啊，是只能给圣殿用的，拿来用就是拿来普通来用。
He used vessels as reserved for the temple for his own use.
所以他没有知道，他没有发觉到说，他的生命是掌握在神的手中里面。
And he did not know that his life is in the hand of God.
所以当时主耶稣啊，对这以弗所教会所说的话说啊。他手中还有七星啊，意思说啊，我们圣徒的性命以后的未来的道路啊，一切啊，全部都是在他手中掌控着。
So when Jesus told the church of Ephesus that he has the seven stars in his hand, it means that the life and the future of the saints are in his hands.
而且他还说，在七个金灯台中啊，间啊行走。
And he also walks among the seven lampstands.
那这个灯台代表教会。
And the lampstands stand for the church.
主耶稣在当中行走，他一直在观察。
God is walking in the midst; He is always observing.
换句话说啊，神一直在看我们所作所为，我们在心想什么东西。
Which means that God is always watching our actions and what we're thinking.
啊，田传道娘见证有一次说
，And the wife of Pastor Tan,
她见证着说
testified,
啊，神让她看了一个异象
，that she saw a vision from God.
上面哦，她看到有两个眼睛很大。
That she saw two very big eyes,
都不眨眼的
and it doesn't blink.
一直瞪着，一直看着人类所做的事情
and it was staring and looking at every action of the human beings.
的确呀，神在当中行走是在看我们的
and indeed, God is among us, watching us.
我们不要说，哎，我心想的神不知道啊
Don't think that what you're thinking inside, God does not know.
假如有听过我的见证的话，我们知道说，神把我们的心思意念都录起来了。
If you have heard my testimony before, you know that God is recording every action and every thought.
所以这个是神首先要给以弗所教会的信徒啊，让他先知道说啊，他是怎么表现出来的，他将要讲的信息是什么。
And this is the way that Jesus Christ revealed himself to the church of Ephesus.
那我们看第二段，从第二节到第六节。
Let's look at the second section, verses 2 to 6.
在第二段里面可以是分成三个小段。
In the second section, you can divide it into three subsections.
假如是神是有责备的话
，If God rebukes,
首先他会讲他知道。
The first thing God will say is that I know.
第二点，他会讲到说他们的缺点在哪里
？And the second, he will point out their shortcoming.
第三点会讲到说如何纠正。
And the third is tell them how they can correct themselves.
那这是第二段第二节到第六节的主要内容。
And these are the main contents of the second section, verses 2 to 6.
所以在这里主耶稣说啊，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
In verse 2, it says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars.
在这里主耶稣讲说他知道，最主要是告诉信徒说，他真的知道。
And here Jesus Christ tells them that I know your works, and is telling them I truly know what you're doing.
他们的辛苦劳累啊，主耶稣也可以体验得到。
And God can feel their labor and patience.
他们任何的优点，主耶稣也知道。
And Jesus Christ also knows all their good points.
他们的优点就是他们没法去容忍恶人。
Their good point is that they cannot bear those who are evil.
那其中一个就是叫我们看这个第六节，就是可拉党一党人。
And if you read verse 6, and one of those evil ones are the people of the Nicolaitans.
他们的行为啊，让人很憎恶。
And God is enraged with their deeds.
那这可拉党、可拉尼克拉的这意思啊，意思就是说，骄傲了。
And the meaning of Nicolaitans is that pride.
意思说他们喜欢掌权，有这个对权力很有兴趣。
Which means that they like to have power.
对，那。换句话说，骄傲有很多的表现，很多的坏的行为，甚至很憎恶的。
And there are many revelations of pride, and God hates those.
那不止这样子，他们也有相当有知识。
And not only so, they are also filled with knowledge.
他们可以是试验那些自称自己自称为使徒的，其实不是。
And they can test those who say they are apostles and when they're not.
所以从这里看到，他们这个教会是相当成熟，在知识上很相当成熟。
So you can see that this church is very mature in their knowledge.
可是他们有个缺点。
They do have a shortcoming.
就是第四节。
Which is recording verse 4.
这里主耶稣说，当然有一件事情我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Verse 4 says, Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
什么叫做起初的爱心呢？
What is the first love?
假如有时候我们用自己的例子来看的话，起初爱心，每个人起初爱心不太一样。
If you look at each individual, all of us, our first love will be different.
有些人起初爱心是，可能首先是很热心，真的完全爱主。
And for some, their first love, it could be they are very fervent, they truly love God.
可是有些人是慢慢的去了解神，然后去更加爱神。
But for some people, they slowly develop that love towards God.
所以要以这个每一个人的怎么来进来教会，怎么爱主，这个起初爱心对来讲，每个人都不一样。
So for each person that comes to the church, the meaning of first love is different.
那可是要以这个圣经上上下文还有其他的书卷来看的话，我们会比较了解什么叫起初的爱心。
But if we look at the context and other verses in the Bible, we can better know what first love means.
这里起初的爱心是讲的对神那种纯洁、尽心尽意、尽力爱主神的心。
And this first love is a pure love of God, to love God with all their mind and all their strength.
这个爱心在这个原文呢是叫 agape, 是没有条件的。
And this love in the original text is agape, which is without condition.
那神用他们的起初爱心来做一个榜样。
And God used their first love as the example.
在圣经里面很多事情刚开始的时候是最完全的。
In the Bible, there are many things that at the beginning is the most perfect.
可是在人来讲的话，刚开始的时候通常是不完全的。
But to man, at the beginning, most things are not perfect.
比如说这起初在这个希腊文叫做protos.
For example, the first in the original text is protos.
这 proto 就是起初，像说我们要造个车子，还造个房子，首先会有个蓝图，还是一个图案。
And the meaning of pro
标本。
And the meaning of protos is that when you are making a car or something, you would have a blueprint and there would be a first model.
那我们知道说这个车子是改进再改进，对不对？
And we know that for cars, we keep making it better.
可是在神眼中他所作所为起初的是最圆满、最圆满的、最圆美的。
But for God, when he does something, the first is always the best.
比如说神创造天地的时候。
So for example, when God made heaven and earth.
每次神创造完说这是好的。
Every time after creation, he says this is good.
对神来讲，这是圆满的。
To God, this is perfect.
可是后来是人因为犯罪以后，把罪和死亡带入到这世界里面，这世界才慢慢朽坏。
But afterwards, because man sinned, the world became worse and worse.
那教会刚开始的时候也是最圆满的、最圆美的。
The church at the beginning is always the most perfect.
看到启示录，使徒行传第二章，那时候信徒是怎么聚会的，怎么热心查考，怎么去守道理的。
For example, what is recorded in Acts 2 at the beginning, how they gathered together and they kept the word.
可是后来这个教会分散以后，不是分散，就是说分支以后，那慢慢的跟以前那个刚开始的教会不太一样。
But afterwards, after the church began to branch out, it was different from the first church.
所以在圣经里面最开始的
So from the Bible, what is the first is usually the most perfect.
所以这些人啊，离弃那个他们以前达到的那个程度。
So these people have already left the level that they had at the beginning.
那这是主耶稣所指责的。
And this is what God rebukes them by.
可是主耶稣也告诉他们方法如何来追回以前他们所做的。
But God also tells them how they can get their first love back.
第五节,
verse 5.
这第五节是主耶稣跟他们讲的方法,
In verse 5, Jesus Christ tells them three ways to do it.
Three steps.
第五节前半段说,
所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的, 并要悔改行起初所行的事。
And the beginning of verse 5 says, Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works.
所以第一步是我们应当回想我们是从哪里堕落的。
So the first step is to remember where you have fallen.
这个起初的爱心啊，他们已经离弃了。
They have left their first love.
所以他们要想的就是想回去啊，以前是怎么样的，那我现在是怎么样。
So what they need to remember is what the situation was at the beginning and what the situation is now. And in what ways they have fallen.
我们今天要来思想一下,
Today we also need to think.
有没有在信仰上有没有一段时间啊，是真的是尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神？
Is there a period of time that we truly love God?
我相信对很多信徒来讲有过。
I believe for most members, there was such a time.
我们自己也有过, 我自己也有过。
And I also had such a time.
那我们现在跟以前一样吗?
Are we the same as that time?
可能大部分人觉得说不太一样。I
think most of us would answer that it is a little bit different.
怎么说呢?
How can we say so?
我们来用几项来分享一下，看在哪几方面我们堕落了。
And let's use a few examples to see where we have fallen.
当我们在尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神的时候，
When we love God with our mind and heart and strength,
很多事情我们做的时候是 主动的，不是被动的。
Many times when we do things, we do it voluntarily. We are not told to do so.
不是吗？
Isn't it so?
我们不用人家告诉我们说啊，记得祷告啊。
But we don't need people to remind us to pray.
我们自己就很希望去祷告，去读经。
We ourselves are willing to go and pray and read the Bible.
那当我们信仰变动的时候，其实很危险啊。
But when our faith becomes when it's not voluntary.
你想想，我们想想看，我们这种被动的，都是要人家提醒的话，那这种信仰站立的稳吗？
It's very dangerous because if you think that we need to be reminded to do things, how strong this faith is.
那这种被动已经知道有一种感应，就说啊，我不管的啦，随便啦。
Because when you have to be told to do things, it means that you don't really care.
所以 我们看看我们是现在是处于在主动上面呢，还是属于在被动上面。
So we have to think for ourselves whether when we do things is voluntary or not.
因为爱神啊是主动的，不会说等神再来爱我们。
Because loving God is voluntary, you do not wait.
就像我们爱一个人的话，我们会主动会给他打电话跟他接触。
And for example, when you love a person, you will voluntarily call them and to contact them.
我们不会只等到家里，只等到说。 他来打电话给我吧。
You won't be sitting at home and wait for their phone call.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点，我们看看我们的动机。
And the second point is our motive.
我们现在看以前我们在尽心尽力爱主我们的神的时候，我们做事情都是为神的荣耀啊，为神的好处，为神的百姓好处在着想。
In the past, when we truly love God, everything we did is for the good of God and His people.
不是吗？
Isn't it so?
可是后来我们会发觉到说，好像信久以后啊，这个
But after your belief for a while, your motive begins to be mixed.
做圣工有可以有要顾到面子啊，有要顾到权利啊。
Because sometimes you would think that doing holy work, you have to care about your reputation or the power that you have.
还是个人的利益啊。
Or your benefits.
那说会很在这服事上面哦，会心中会很多的那种杂质啊，不是完全的为了神的荣耀、为神的百姓，而变成自己的一些利益掺杂在里面。
So your motivation to work for God, it would be mixed, because there would be benefits for yourself.
甚至有时候还是算了啦，变成懒惰了。
And sometimes you would become lazy.
所以我们的动机是否还是跟以前一样，还是已经有点变了？
Is our motive still the same, or has it changed?
还有
，also
啊，还有态度。
Also our attitude.
我记得肯诺加教会啊，刚开始的时候。
I remember at the beginning of the Konoka Park Church.
啊，那时候在家庭聚会。
At that time, it was in family services.
啊，后来有弟兄姐妹这样跟我说。
And later, some brothers and sisters came and told me.
来到家庭聚会的时候，哇，好喜乐，有没有听过
？When they came to family services, they are filled with joy.
哇，老是等待那个安息日的来临。
I'm always waiting for the Sabbath.
可是好像日子久了以后
But it seems as after some time has passed.
我们发觉到说那个感觉好像没有了哈。
That feeling has disappeared.
变成说时间到了，好吧，我就去吧。
It became the time has come, so I go to church.
再差一点，还有再有时候还更差一点。
And sometimes it's even worse.
啊，时间早就过了。
The time has passed.
还是慢慢偷偷的走进教会来。
I'm already late, but I still go to church slowly.
好像对这个聚会、对敬拜神，好像没有对祷告，好像没有那种渴慕的心。
It seems as if we do not thirst for coming to church and for worship of God.
这种情况是否发生在我们教会里面呢
？Has this happened to our church?
我记得啊，肯诺加教会啊，以前在聚会之前会有个祷告会。
I remember in the past in the front of our church, before services we would have a prayer.
大家都想早点，很多人想早点来教会，预备心，而且多祷告。
And all people would want to come early to pray and prepare their heart.
可是好像日子久了，变成连这个参加祷告会的人也越来越少了。
But after some time has passed, it seems as if the number of people that come to prayers have decreased.
这是为什么呢
why did this happen?
这是否有没有表现说我们心中可能不是那么完全的把神放第一位了有杂七杂八东西站到我们第一位上面了
Does it mean that we do not have God as our first priority? There are some other things mixed in it.
可能有这享受的、啊、还有一些什么利益上啊，什么东西存在我们心中的分量越来越大了
Maybe there are some enjoyments or some benefits for ourselves that has become bigger and bigger.
所以在我们心中可能70%是神第一啊，30%不一定神第一啊。
So maybe right now only 70% of us only put God first, but 30% of us do not.
所以这个是我们要去思想，我们是否在这方面有堕落。
So this is something we have to think about to see if we have fallen in this aspect also.
我们对神感情有时候日子久了后，会发觉到说啊，对神的爱啊，对神感情啊，越来越少。
Sometimes our feelings and our love towards God after some time is not as strong.
有没有体验过当信主的时候，还是有一段时间哇，很爱神，自然很心中会有感觉，很爱神。
Have you felt that at the beginning when you just believe that for some time you truly love God?
可是有到信主好几年以后啊，有时候用圣餐礼啊，没什么感觉。
But after a few years, when we take the Holy Communion, it seems as if there's not too much feeling anymore.
这是为什么呢
Why does this happen?
是不是主耶稣变了
Did Jesus change?
主耶稣没有变了
Jesus does not change.
是我们变了
It is us.
主都是一样的昨日今日明日都是一样的
God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
那为什么我们在这感情上面好像越来越少感觉呢
Why did our feelings and experiences towards God have decreased?
有一点就是我们跟神的时间沟通越来越少了。
And one point is that the time that we communicate with God has decreased.
因为人的感情啊，就像我们跟人的感情一样，要有沟通，这个才会继续下去。
Because our feelings towards God also is like with men, it takes time.
要一起沟通下去啊。
You need time to communicate.
我相信看到很多人哦，在查经啊，还是在祷告上面，哦，时间花了很多。可是等神祝福以后啊，神祝福越来越多啊，我发觉到说人花的时间在神上越来越少。
I feel that in the past, some may take a lot of time to read the Bible and pray, but after God's blessed them, the time that they used to pray and read the Bible
比如说了
goes down.
Okay. 当人在穷苦的时候，还没有什么成就的时候
before we have accomplishments,
还是在人在受苦难的时候，还没得到神的祝福的时候
or we're in suffering that God has not blessed us yet.
在苦难的时候，我们拼命祷告。
In our time of suffering, we pray a lot.
还是在这个没有什么成就，虽然很穷啊，可是还是过得去啊。我们还是照样花很多时间追求神。
And maybe when we're poor, we still have a lot of time to search after God.
可是当好像有钱了以后，多有钱的时候，事情多了以后。
But after you're more accomplished and you have more money.
我们发觉到说，哎，我要买些东西啊，我要多享受一点啊，我要多赚点钱啊。哎，我们发觉到说，以前。可能是学生的时候，还是这个穷光蛋的时候，时间花的时间比较多，现在花的时间比较少了。
And we realize that we have money, we want to buy things for ourselves, we want to have some enjoyment. But compared to the time before, you're using a lot less time for God.
不是吗
？Isn't it so?
所以人的舒服啊，有时候以前要劳碌，现在不用劳碌了，不用劳碌那么多了。可是祷告不时间不等于多了，还有时候还更少。
So when we start to live in the life of luxury, it seems as if our time for God decreases.
所以这个是我们要去审查的。
So this is something that we need to examine.
可能在某方面，在享受上、利益上、金钱上，可能我们爱的更多了。
Maybe we love the enjoyment and the power more now.
Okay. 那所以在这里，神要我们来查验。
So here, God wants us to examine ourselves.
还有最后一点，我想跟大家提的是，我们对神的应许和祷告上也比较缺少一点。
And another point I'd like to point out is that we put less emphasis on the promise of God.
我们有发觉到说啊，有一段时间我们可能对神的应许紧抓着不放。
Have you realized that for some time we grasp on to the promise of God?
比如说啊，神应许给我们圣灵。
For example, God promises the Holy Spirit.
当我们知道说我们要求圣灵，这跟得救有关系的时候
，When we know that we need to pray for the Holy Spirit in order
to have salvation. 有一些人从不怀疑哦，从不怀疑神会不会给，一直求，一直求。
A lot of people they do not doubt and they keep praying for it.
除了吃饭睡觉以外，都一直在求圣灵。
Other than sleeping and eating, they pray for the Holy
Spirit. 求到他得到
圣灵。They pray until they receive it.
从来没有怀疑，是这么积极的祷告。
And they never doubt.
可是后来过了段时间以后。
But after some time,
对，有神还有不只是应许给我们圣灵，还有应许其他事情呢。
God not only promises the Holy Spirit, He also promises other things.
那我们有没有发觉，我们祷告对神祷告几次以后，神真的会给我吗
？Have you felt that after a few prayers, we start thinking, "Will God give it to me?"
有时候还上次不要祷告了。
And sometimes we even think that that let's not pray anymore.
那我们真的是很相信主，因为很爱主吗？因为爱绝对有相信的。
Do we truly love God? Because when we love God, we will believe.
有时候还起跟神起，有时候起怀疑，这爱主吗
？And sometimes you doubt God, and doubt if you love God.
当然，难免的我们会怀疑人呐。可是问题是，我们说神不变，何必怀疑神呢
？Sometimes you will doubt man, but God does not change. Why would you doubt God?
所以我发觉到，我说我们这个对神的应许好像少了一些啊，后来没有那么积极的这样祷告。
So it seems as if we have decreased on our belief of the promise of God, so our prayers have decreased.
所以这是我们要在很多方面上我们要来思想。
So these are many things that we need to think about.
那我们再看下一节，第二章。
Let's continue to read in Revelation chapter 2.
第二步骤就是并要悔改啊。
And the second step is to repent.
我们要发觉到说我们哪里错了。
We have to realize where we have gone wrong.
我们这个价值观要改回来。
Our value system needs to change.
而且要行起初所行的事啊。
And to do the first works.
我们以前是怎么做，我们应该怎么就去这样做。
But within the past, we should do likewise.
以前我是怎么尽心尽意尽力尽心爱主我的神，我现在也是要这样做。
How do I love God truly before? This is the same thing.I need to do now.
这个是主耶稣告诉他们方法，如何得到他们把以前起初的爱心 离弃了。
And this is the method that Jesus Christ told them so they can get back their first love.
那这是主耶稣的方法。
This is God's method.
也是我们今天的方法。
It's also the method we should use today.
我们看最后一段。
Let's look at the last section.
就是第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
In verse 7, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
主应许，假如果人有这样去做，胜过他们的困难的话，那么主会应许生命树上的果子给我们吃。
Here, Jesus Christ promised to those who overcomes that they will eat from the tree of life.
所以从这里主耶稣所说的话，我们知道说当我们去做的时候，我们绝对会碰到一些困难。
So from here we can see that when we try to do this, we will have some difficulties.
绝对会的，就像通常我们听到完后要去实行，这顿顿之间会碰到很多的事情发生。
We will definitely face difficulties after we hear the word and we try to do it.
可是我们目标就是要达到那一点。
But our goal is to get to that point.
所以我们去思想我们该怎么做。
So we need to think about what we should do.
我们没办法做出来，我们看哪里，我们在哪里跌倒，要站立起来，要继续做下去。
If we cannot do it, we have to see where we've fallen, so we can stand up again and keep going.
那其实在这一段里面，这个奖赏其实是只有给那些顺服的、胜过的人给的。
And this promise is only given to those who hears and overcomes.
那这个应许其实跟我们每一个人的得救都有直接关系。
And this promise is related to each one of us, our salvation.
因为这是生命树的果子。
Because this is a fruit from the tree of life.
那当然读到这节就是读到这一节就知道说得到这个果子其实就永生了。
And from reading this, we can see that we can eat from the tree of life means that we have salvation.
所以这里主耶稣给我们一个应许，希望我们可以选择对的，不要选择错的。
And here Jesus gives us a promise, and he hopes that we will make the right decision.
那在我们这个努力当中，有时候失败时候不要丧志，继续努力下去。
And in our strife, sometimes we will fall, but we should not lose courage, and we should keep going.
我们要达到尽心尽意、尽力尽心爱主我们的神的那地步。
We should reach the step where we love God with our strength, our mind, and mind.
这是主耶稣要求我们，主耶稣也要将真的这个永生赐给我们。
And this is a promise of God that He will give us a salvation.
那我们通常把这个生命树想到说以后要去天国吃生命树。
And other times we think about the tree of life that once we get to heaven we will be eating from the fruit of the tree of life.
我不会想说这样子，这是一个应许，像用生命树来象征的说我会得到永生。
And I don't believe that this is maybe true. It's just it symbolizes that we will receive salvation.
是不是审判日的时候，主说赶快吃一口？你就得到永生
了。It is not at the day of judgment that God gives you the fruit from the tree of life and tell you to eat.
那这生命树其实这个是引用创世纪第二章和第三章那边吃的果子就不会死的。
And
用那个来形容这里。
And the tree of life actually comes from Genesis chapter 2 and 3, because when they eat of the tree of life, they will not die.
那时候是一个物质上的这个树。
And at that time, it was a physical tree.
那可这个树以后洪水毁灭以后可能就已经不见了。
But this tree, because of the flood, it may have already disappeared.
那在新约里面这个生命树变成一种形象。
But in the New Testament, the tree of life is a symbol.
我们来看这个箴言第三章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章
，Proverbs chapter 3,
十八节
，verse 18。
箴言第三章十八节
，Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18。
箴言第三章十八节
，Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18。
请念一下
，verse 18。She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her.
在这里英文是说它是生命树，就是它是指的这个智慧。
And here, the she is wisdom.
所以这个 本来是一个物质的树，吃了以后可以得到永生的，现在变成说啊，这个智慧，人如果有这个智慧的话，可以得到永生。
And in the past, the tree of life is a physical tree, but here is described as wisdom.
那这个智慧其实讲到最后，看其他经节的时候，这箴言在你箴言里面，其实是讲主耶稣基督啊。
And if you look at other verses in the Bible, we can see that this wisdom is described as Jesus Christ.
这换句话说啊，人用尽心尽意、尽心他们的这种态度啊，去爱神的话，他神会帮他让他被他被他们寻见。
Which means that when we love God with our mind and strength, then we will find God.
我们看这个《生命记》第四章。29节
Let's read Deuteronomy.
生命记第四章二十九节
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29.
第四章二十九节
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 29.
中文圣经旧约221页
Chapter 4 verse 29.
29节
29.
但你们在那里必寻求耶和华你的神，你尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见了。请念一次。
Verse 29, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以，人要尽心尽力去寻求神，才会寻见到神。
So only when you seek God with all your heart and soul will you find God.
说神不是好像随随便便我爱理不理这样去祷告一下就可以体验到他，不是的，要心要放进去。
So in order to experience and touch God, you need to put your heart in it.
那我们才会真的得到这种属灵的生命在我们里面。
Then you will receive the spiritual life inside you.
现在问题是说，我们通常把这个生命树的果子想到说未来以后要发生的事情。
But many times, the problem is we think that the tree of life is something that will happen in the future.
可是现在问题是说，这个生命也可以在我们住在世上的时候，我们需要这个生命上的果子，这个主耶稣啊，在我们心中给我们滋润生命上的滋润。
But we also need this spiritual life in this world, and God will give us nutrition.
比如说啦
，For example,
有时候人来到教会哦，没有爱神的心，也不管神呐、啊，不怎么没有什么感觉。
Sometimes when we come to church, we do not have the love towards God, and we do not have such feelings.
心中没有满足，没有喜乐。
There is no fulfillment. There is no joy.
心中缺少什么
？We don't know what's lacking in our
heart. 来教会找不到。
And we don't find it in the church.
所以他觉得说，我何必来教会呢
？So they think, why should I come to church?
可以看到说，他们的生命已经在枯萎了。
We can see that their life is withering already.
已经在边界准备被剪除掉了。
It's on the border of being cast out.
所以这是一个很可怕的一种地步。
So this is a very scary situation.
那我们不要怪人，我们最主要看我们自己。主耶稣叫我们审查自己。
But God tells us to examine ourselves.
我们在哪里堕落了？在失去起初的爱心。
Where have we fallen? How have we lost our first love?
那我们只要这样去做的话
，But and if we do so,
我们会发觉到说啊，哎，我心中有这个喜乐，有这个滋润，我觉得心中很满足。
Then you will find that in your heart there is joy and there is fulfillment.
就如那这个是我们当我们这尽心尽意来寻求神的时候，
这
结果。
This is when you search for God with all your heart and mind.
所以不是我来到真耶稣教会了，我已经慕道完了，好，我不用寻找神，不是这样子。
It's not that after you come to church and you search the truth and you found it and you stop.
其实神啊，希望我们更加认识神，虽然我们信主可能说很久。
We need to continue to know God even better, even if you have believed for a long time.
那这个生命树还有一个象征性。
And this tree of life also has another symbol.
在箴言里面啊，是象征的义人的行为和他们所说的话。
In Proverbs, it's described as the actions and the words that comes out from a righteous person.
因为他们这样所作所为，使别人得到生命。
And because of their actions, they give life to others.
所以义人的所作所为啊，所说的。变成他们像是一个生命树一样。
So the actions and the words from the righteous person is like a tree of life.
因为时间的缘故，我不翻，我只是引用一些经节，我们回去可以看一下。
Because of time, I will not turn to these verses. You can look at it when you go home.
义人所做的，是生命树，是记载在箴言十一章三十节。
And the actions of the righteous person is like a tree of life is written in Proverbs chapter 11.
Verse
30.
那义人所说的话，像生命树，就是记载在箴言15章第4节。
And the words from the righteous person is like tree of life is written in Proverbs
15. 这是也告诉我们说啊，当我们尽心尽意爱主我们神以后。
So it tells us that after we love God with all heart and soul.
不只是我们以后会进天国，在今世我们会觉得很喜乐、很满足，有这个生命在我们里面。
Not only will we receive salvation, but in this life we will also filled with joy and fulfillment.
而且在我们所作所为，对不对？我们会觉得活得很有意义，因为我们到处啊，在使别人得到基督的生命。
And from our actions, we will feel that our life is full of meaning because we will be edifying others.
说这个生命树啊，我们不要想说以后我进天国才能得到，我们在今世就可以得到了。
So don't think that only when you go to heaven will you receive the tree of life. You can get it today.
我们可以活得很有意义，活得很有生命，而且给让别人也活得跟我们一样。
And but we can live our life with purpose, and we can help others to do likewise.
所以我们今天查考到这三段以弗所教会。
So we talked about the three sections about the Ephesus.
第一段。
First section.
是讲到主耶稣向他们显现。
It tells us that Jesus revealed himself to them.
讲到说这个我们的生命、我们的气息、未来都是藏在神当中。
It tells us that our life and our future is in the hand of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们要去做这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to do this thing.
想起我们在那里堕落的。
To figure out where we have fallen.
我们要悔改，做起初所行的事情。
So we can repent and do our first works.
因为主耶稣有说过一句话。
Because Jesus has said this before.
在启示录第二章的第五节。
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 5.
第五节那边说啊。
In verse 5.
如果我们不悔改的话，神要把这个灯台从原处挪去啊。
Because if we do not repent, then God will remove the lampstand.
不只是我们没有这个生命树的果子啊，而且我们的教会啊会慢慢的堕落下去，会不见了。
Not only do we not have the tree of life, but our church will slowly disappear.
那这是我们每一个人要来审查的。
And this is something that every one of us need to think about.
从原处挪去啊，就是有一天会不见的，就是。
To remove your lampstand from its place means that it will disappear one day.
怎么说呢
？How so?
因为当人自己没有感觉有生命在他里面的时候
，When a person does not feel that they have life inside them，
他们会离开神的。
They will leave God。
你会看到教会越来越少的。
And you will see that the church decreases in numbers。
当这个没有生命在心中的时候啊，慕道者来教会，觉得说我为什么来这里了？这里好像也没有什么生命了。
When there's no life in their hearts, when the true seekers come, they see no life in the church。
人在生命枯萎的时候，也不会什么去传福音。反正I don't feel like it。我不觉得我要去传。
And at that time, you will not want to preach because you don't feel like it.
所以，这个生命的枯萎会导致于真的这教会的衰败。
And because our hearts are not lively, it will cause the church to die out.
当主耶稣说啊，我们的生命是守在他手中啊，这在乎我们自己有没有遵从神的话语啊。
And Jesus says that our life is in His hands, but it matters whether we keep His commandments.
他也看到我们的心。
And he also sees our hearts.
所以我们要来审查自己。
So we need to examine ourselves.
我们现在一同来祷告。
Let's
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
103首。
103。
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，神要求我们的是，啊，要我们给最好的给神。
What God requires of us is to give Him the best.
他要的是我们的心。
What He wants is our heart.
不只是我们在外表上的一些行为。
Not only actions that we can see.
所以我们要从心开始做起。
So we to start from our heart.
我们现在一同来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们祷告里面啊，来审查，求圣灵充满。
In our prayer, let's ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
那我们为我们将要来临的年会啊代祷。
And let's also pray for the spiritual convocation that is to come.
我们再一次的挑起我们这个热心。
And let's again lift up our faith and our fervency.
很乐意的，愿意跟我们周围的人分享我们所信的道。
And willingly and gladly share our gospel with others.
那在这之前，我们要多祷告。
But before this, we need to pray.
让我们这心里面有真的充满了耶稣基督的生命在里面。
So that in our hearts will be filled with the life of Jesus Christ.
啊，使别人也会被我们吸引，别人才会被我们这生命的这个生命力吸引住。
So that others will be attracted to this life that we have in our heart. Let's pray together.
啊，我们也请为 Kevin 有一个。这个是昨天晚还是今天的？我们请为这个Kevin Wang's 母亲啊代祷。
Let's continue to pray for Kevin Wang's mom.
他的病还有他的救恩。
For her health and her salvation.
那 Kevin 现在是在北京现在。
And right now Kevin is in Beijing.
我们也很希望啊，他母亲可以接受道理得救。
And we hope that his mother can receive the gospel and receive the salvation.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.